Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. I'm pleased to bring to you the first and second Mishnah of Perek Chet, the eighth Perek of Bava Metzia for OU Shnayim Mishnah program. The eighth chapter begins with an interesting rule regarding a borrower. Hashol et hapara v'sha'al bi'aleha ima, o sachar bi'aleha ima. So if you borrow a cow, and you borrow the owner of the cow at the same time as you borrow the cow. And what that means is you say to the guy, hey, I'd like to borrow your cow to plow my field, and would you mind coming along and helping me out with the plowing at the same time? Or you actually paid the guy. You said, come on, I'll give you $10 to help. Thanks for lending me your cow, and I appreciate you coming over. I'll give you $10 to come and help me plow. So if the animal dies at that time, even though the borrower is normally responsible for the death of an animal while he's borrowing it, here he is not responsible. Similarly, shal habalim o sachran ulachar kach sha'alata parav hameta patur. So if you hired or requested the owner's help even before you asked to borrow the cow, and then you borrowed his cow, or whatever item that you're working with, but right now we're dealing with a cow and plowing, and it dies, you're not responsible. And that is because of the pasuk on borrowing, which says, "Im be'alav imo lo yishalem." If the owner is with it or with him, then he does not have to pay. And the question is, why not? And the simple answer, I think, although there is much commentary on it, but the simple answer, or one possible answer, is that since the owner is doing something for you, you can't really say that you have a direct borrowing relationship. You can't just say, "Oh, I borrowed item X." Since the owner is involved in the process as well, it cannot be a simple, straightforward borrowing. The relationship is not so one-sided, and therefore you are not responsible. But a full speculation of the reason why this is true is outside the scope of this Mishnah Shir. So we're going to go on to the opposite situation. Aval sha'alata para va'acharka sha'alata abali mosachran va'meta chayim. So if you borrow the animal first, and then later, at some later time, while you still had the animal, you requested or paid for the help of the owner, then you would have to pay. Shenemar bi'alav ein imo shalem shalem. The owner is not with him. Now that means that the owner doesn't come along with him in the transaction or didn't precede him in the transaction. Obviously, the owner is actually standing in your field because you rented the owner or you asked for the owner's help at a later time. Nonetheless, since at the time that you borrowed the animal, the owner wasn't with you, it was ein imo, so therefore you do have to pay for the loss that happens during the borrowing process. And now on to Mishnah Bet. Now, this Mishnah seems to be straightforward, but since it goes against a principle of Jewish monetary law, the Gemara modifies a very simple case, straightforward cases, in a very complicated way to make the whole thing work out. The law that we're referring to is Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Araya, meaning that if there's money in a person's hand and you want to claim that that money belongs to you, you need proof. You need witnesses or a document saying it's yours. Otherwise, possession is 10/10 of the law when it comes to Jewish monetary law. So let's do the Mishnah at face value, the way it seems, and then we'll get into the Gemara's modifications of it just a little bit. Hashol et hapara, shala chatzi hayom uschara chatzi hayom, shala hayom uschara lamachar, sachar achat v'shala achat, v'meita. So you borrow a cow for which you will be, since you're a borrower, you are responsible for the death of an animal. But part of the time you are renting it, for which you are, as a renter, not responsible for the death of the cow, as long as you swear that the death wasn't due to your irresponsibility. So the case, as the Mishnah says, is if you borrowed it for half a day and rented it half a day, or you borrowed one cow and on one day it was considered borrowed, but it was rented on the next day, or you borrowed two cows, one for rental, you took two cows, one was borrowed and the other one was rented, both at the same time. And as usually happens in these Mishnahs, the poor cow dies. Then, Hamashil Omer Shula Meta, Biyom Shahita Shula Meta, Bishah Shahita Shula Meta, Vihala Omer Eini Yodea, Chayav. So the lender, the owner of the cow, says the cow died on the day he was borrowed, or during the hours it was borrowed, or if he gave the guy two cows, the borrowed one died. So therefore, the one who borrowed the cow should be responsible to pay back. And the borrower says, I just don't know. Any of day, I don't know. So then the borrower has to pay. And right now it seems that the rule that is in use here that is causing the borrower to pay is bari b'shema bari adif, which is if you have a sure claim and a maybe claim, then the sure claim is preferred and becomes the legally viable claim. What we're going to see later is it's not so straightforward, but in this case we're going to go with it. Right now we're going to go with that, and therefore, since the one who borrowed slash rented the cow is not sure, and the one who lent it out, the owner of the cow, is, the borrower slash renter has to pay back. He cannot swear and get himself out of the deal, out of responsibility. Hasocher Omer, but now it's different. Now the shoes are reversed. Hasocher Omer, Schura Meita, Biyom Shaita Schura Meita, Bisha Shaita Schura Meita, the Hala Omer, Eini Odea, Patur. So if the renter slash borrower says it was the rented cow that died, or during the day that the cow was rented, it died, or during the time of the day that the cow was rented, it died, and the lender is the one, the lender slash owner says, I don't know, I just don't know, then the renter is not liable. Of course, he has to take an oath. Since he's claiming that it died when it was rented, he has to take a note that he didn't do anything irresponsible, but that's all he has to do, and he's not financially responsible after that. Zelmer Shulav, Zelmer Schura. Now here, they're both sure. Yishava Socher Sheschura Meta. So the lender says it was when the animal was loaned for sure, and therefore he wants all of his money back. And the borrower slash renter says it was when it was rented, and therefore he doesn't have to pay anything. All he does is swear that he was irresponsible. Then what we do is we make him take another swear that says that he is sure that it was when the animal was rented, and therefore he is not responsible. And he takes the second swear, which says that he didn't do anything irresponsible. Zelmer, finally in the last case, Zelmer Eini Yodea v'Zelmer Eini Yodea. Now we have a case where neither of them are sure. Yachloku, and what they do is they simply split it in half. One guy takes half of the one who rented and borrowed it, but he can't remember, or he doesn't know whether it died under rental or borrowing, and neither does the owner, so then he pays back half of the value. Now, let's go backwards through the cases and mention the problems with what seems to be a very straightforward read of the Mishnah. I mean, the Mishnah had four possible cases. The owner was sure, the renter wasn't. The renter was sure, the owner wasn't. They were both sure, and neither of them were sure. But let's take a look at the last case where both say they don't know. The borrower and the renter both say they have no idea, and the Mishnah says they should split it. The only problem is the renter, the borrower slash renter, shouldn't have to pay anything because of the principle I mentioned before, Hamotzi Michavero, Alav Araya. If you want to take money out of your friend's pocket, you better bring a proof. And since neither of them say they know, so therefore once the owner says he doesn't know, so that's no good, he needs proof. So it turns out that this part of the Mishnah actually goes according to the opinion of Sumchos the Tana, who says that when in doubt, split. But in fact, which means he doesn't hold in this case by Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Araya, and therefore he believes it's split. But that is not the opinion of the rabbis, and the ultimate conclusion is that the renter, the borrower, would not have to pay anything because the owner is not sure. Now, let's go back to a case where the renter said it died under rental, he was sure, and the owner said it died under when it was borrowed, so he was sure. Once again, the renter shouldn't have to swear that his statement is true because he's not admitting that the owner is correct. He admits nothing. He says, you're completely wrong. You say it was when you rented to me, and I'm telling you, I'm sorry, when it was on loan, and I'm telling you that it was when it was rented, and therefore I don't have to pay you anything. And once again, I'm motzim yichavero alav araya. So why is it that you have to pay back? So here we say the reason, why is it that you have to make a swear that it was during the rental phase and not during the loan phase? And that's because we have this idea of Gilgul Shavuot. See, according to the Gemara, this guy has to take a swear anyway. What is the swear? He has to swear that he wasn't irresponsible when it died under his rental. And therefore, since he's swearing about one thing, which is that he's not irresponsible, we make him swear on the other thing, which is that it was, in fact, during the time that it was rented and not borrowed. And now we're going to skip back to the first case, which again is... it is a very difficult case because of the rule of Amotzi Mechaveru Alav Araya. If you have to bring proof that says that you have to pay, otherwise you don't pay. So why should you have to swear, why should the renter slash borrower prove anything just because it's a he said situation? So the Gemara suggests the following case, which is where there was a second cow loaned here, where the first cow was rented part of the time or loaned part of the time. Or there was a third cow when you had one cow rented and one car borrowed. And what happens is that the borrower slash renter admits on the extra cow that it did die during the time that he was responsible for it, and he does owe some money to the owner. And therefore, we have something called moda b'miksat, where he admits partial he admits to part of the debt that he has, or of the responsibility he has. And once you're modeh b'miksah, we make you take a swear on the other part to prove that you don't owe the rest of it. And if you can't swear, because the guy can't swear here, because he just doesn't know when the animal died in the first case, the borrower renter doesn't know, therefore he has to pay the full price. So that's not the face value of the mission. The face value of the mission is only one cow. But the Gemara explains that there was a second cow that was admitted to by the borrower renter, and therefore he has to come clean on the rest of it as well.